Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey folks, Dan Ferrero here with your closing bell for November 27th, 2024. So what we're going to talk about in this video is we're going to do it quick too. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I know you guys want to get out there and do your crazy Wednesday night stuff. So here's what we're going to talk about. Where rates are going with, on based on the news we got today. What's the Fed expected to do with the next meeting? And then we're going to talk about our stock portfolio that we created about 2-3 months ago. We're going to take a glimpse on how that's performing right now. So without further ado, let's get to it. So mortgage rates eased a little bit today. The good news there is right through here, Fed's preferred inflation gauge rose 2.3% annually, right in line with the inflation numbers. So what we want to talk about is rates. So rates are going to come down probably maybe a little bit more. We're up 22 ticks. So they should come down just maybe a hair more than that. Well, quite a bit more than that. We might be up 6.8 range here shortly. But look at where rates were since over the last, 5 years. Here's where we were. This is why a lot of people aren't selling their current homes. Look at these rates down. These are 30-year fixed rates, 2.7, 2.8, 2.9, 3.3. And then all of a sudden we just hit woof. And then a year ago, basically from almost right now, we were at an 8% rate. So we were off of those highs. Right down here is when that refinance really kind of started creating, and a lot of people started buying homes, and then rates took a little bit of an uptick and slowed down the market a little bit. So that's what we're seeing over the last few years. But basically, we're back at rates where rates were about this time in 2022. So that's taking a quick glimpse at the mortgage rates. MBSs, like I said, they're coming in at up 21 right now. So that's good news for mortgage rates. If you're new to this channel, we watch on this channel is the mortgage-backed security bonds. Okay, what you have to understand with this is if the bond price goes up, yields or rates come down. There's a yin-yang or an inverse relationship there. So the bigger the number up, the better the rate's going to get. So we're seeing rates come down right now. At the next meeting, what the Federal Reserve's supposed to do, so here's what we're looking at right now. Now there's almost a 70% chance that they're going to cut. The analysts, I'm going to say that's about 50-50 on everybody I speak with. It's like they're going to cut, they're not going to cut. So I talk to people, you know, account executives with a lot of banks. I talked to the bank executives here as well. And I'm almost at a 50-50 chance of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. So I'm just going to stay on the fence right now. I think they're going to cut, but if they don't, I don't think there's anything, you know, written in the cards there that you should see through. So that's my expectations there. Getting a lot of people asking, Dan, should we lock in? I'll be honest with you. I'm going to ride this wave right now. Rates have been coming down, as you can see right through. Let's go over to here. Let's just see where we've been for the last, let's tick over to the bond markets right through here and see how this has gone for the last, let's say, 5 days. So again, as this chart moves up, rates are getting better. So I'm not going to fight the curve right now. As long as this trend is upward ticking, I'm just going to ride it. And then when I see a reversal, that's when I'm going to go in and lock in my clients. So the next thing here is I'll post this, my market newsletter. I'll post it down below in the description. I apologize. Sometimes I miss it, but there's not that much going on today. So it'll be a brief little description through there, a little video, and then the economic calendar for next week we're going to look at. And there's a lot of stuff there. So that's what we're talking about there. Now let's get over to that stock portfolio we created. Because here's what I did. And here's the gist behind all this. So many people post down below. They're like, Dan, I can never buy a house. I can never afford a house. I can never this, never, never, never. I don't want to hear never. So my goal here is to teach you this stuff. So I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'd love for you to buy a house or refinance a house or whatever. That's what I do for a living. But I also want to help you guys with your finances. So I started Stock Talk Tuesdays, and the last couple of weeks has been difficult to get to. But what I've been educating people on is, you know, how to understand the market. So what we did is we created a portfolio about 2-3 months ago. So let's take a glimpse in and see how it's doing. So right through here, let me get my head out of the way so we can see this stuff. So we picked some equities here. So what we picked here is VGU. VGU is a growth index. You can see right through here. If I highlight it, what it is the S&P 500. You get all those stocks in this little basket right here. So if you buy one share of VGU, you're getting all the companies in the S&P 500. Okay, so that's what that is. FUTY, this is the utility stocks. It's a basket of utility stocks. XLF is a basket of financial stocks like Visa, MasterCard, Citibank, Charles Schwab, things like that in this. BRKB is Berkshire Hathaway. This is where I have my kids invest their money from when they're born. They get birthday money and everything else. They put it in this. And then we have BITX. This is Bitcoin on steroids. So basically, if you can see the caption there, it says 2X Bitcoin strategy. So no matter what Bitcoin does, we get a 2x multiple. So let's look at this. We bought Bitcoin on 9/9 of 2024. We got one share for $24.10. What is it now? $59 for a gain of 148%. And it goes through all these. You can pick up Berkshire Hathaway. We bought that on 9/9. We bought one share at $459. It's $483 with a return of right through here. So these are the returns that we've gotten so far on our equity positions. And overall, we got total returns, 148% from Bitcoin, 5% from Berkshire Hathaway, 13% on XLF, 4% on Foodie, and 2% so far in the S&P 500 index. So pretty darn good returns here. So we'll continue the discussion next week, because I really want you guys to understand the equity markets as well as real estate. So thanks for taking the time to watch me today. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. That's what I do for a living. I don't do these videos. I'm not an economist. I do loans every day. So how do you find out or how do you work with me? Well, go to therateupdate.com and you're going to find all the information you need to know. Right through here is the apply now calculation or clicker. Right through here is a grant finder. So if you're looking to find that, buy that first house, check out these grants that we've hand chosen for you guys because they're the best in the business. And then right through here, if you want to schedule a consultation with me or one of my staff, please click here and you'll be on your way to schedule one-on-one consultation. No hard sales. We just want to let you guys ask any questions that you have so we can answer them professionally. So that's my report for today. My name is Dan Frio and I wish you a great Thanksgiving Day. God bless you, your family, and I'll see you back here on Friday. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.